This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia Demasi. Today we find out more about how vaccination works to protect against COVID-19. Dr. Galo Sukubula is a Fiji-born GP and emergency doctor. Welcome. The pandemic prompted the swift development of a vaccine. How safe and effective is it?
We know, Sonia, those technologies have been around for a lot longer than people actually thought. The people think that, it's just being developed now, it's going to alter our genetics and all that sort of stuff. No, that technology has been around. So they just needed to tweak it to be able to use that technology for this new disease, which the world has never come across. So it is safe and effective.
Can someone get COVID from the vaccine?
No, absolutely not. The vaccine is only a message for the body to make the spike proteins, which then in turn pushes our immune system to make the necessary soldiers of the body to fight it. So no, you cannot get COVID from the vaccine.
It might be a scientific explanation. Does the vaccine in any way interact with the DNA in the body?
It does not at all. Our DNA hangs around in the cell nucleus. The vaccines, all of the vaccines, do not enter where the DNA is. It does not. It just works by replicating that message to get the spike protein for our body to then recognize and mount an immune response. So it does not affect our DNA at all.
What's the process of approval for a new vaccine? Does it need to be tested in a particular community where it's going to be administered or a particular part of the community?
The short answer to that is no. It doesn't have to be tested in that particular community. We know there's hundreds and thousands of vaccines worldwide that were tested elsewhere. The data from those tests would then allow them to be used in other communities. Now, we talk about COVID. Countries had to do something when the virus was ravaging parts of the world. They then used the emergency use regulations, whatever it's called in each country, to be able to provisionally approve the use of these vaccines. So the world scientific community collectively had to do something in order to stop the spread of this disease. So it was important that we understand that it is safe. No country will ever allow a vaccine to be used on its population unless it deems it safe. And that is a country's individual rights to do so. So that's the important part of this. Yes, the technology was there. Yes, the scientists actually tweaked it to use it. Yes, the world had to do something. Yes, it is safe.
On a more personal note, when people tell you that they're uncomfortable or worried about being vaccinated, how do you reassure them?
Firstly, I reassure them by saying, well, I've had three doses now. I have two doses plus the booster dose, and I'm still here talking to you. So on a personal level, that's what I do. And then I go through the side effects, the benefits, the risk, the side effects of the vaccine, the fact that they're not only helping themselves, but they're helping their community, and more importantly, helping their family members by reducing the risk of either catching the virus and passing it on to their close members, and particularly those that are vulnerable, you know, living communally. For us in the Pacific, we might have a little grandma and granddad at home that might not be able to be vaccinated. So when we are vaccinated, our risk of passing it on to them is much lower. So that's an important aspect to look at. All of this is that we are not only helping ourselves, we're actually helping our loved ones at home and our community by protecting them as well.
That was Dr. Galo Sukubula, a Fiji-born GP and emergency doctor. He was speaking to me from Western Australia. I'm Sonia Demasi. You've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.